I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Farm and Ranch Report. Well, farm groups are breathing a sigh of relief now that President Trump has decided not to withdraw the U.S. from the North American Free Trade Agreement. Trump assured the leaders of Canada and Mexico that the U.S. will stay in NAFTA for now, after earlier threatening to withdraw from the 23-year-old trade agreement. The decision announced by the White House to renegotiate NAFTA and not ditch it followed an uproar by farm groups and others over a possible withdrawal. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Samuelson says,
"Well, I think the ag community and I think people also within the administration made that point strongly. I think other industry sectors also made the point strongly, and Capitol Hill weighed in. You had senators and congressmen also being, I'm sure, both publicly and privately making the point that this was not the time to do this."
He says he's in favor of modernizing NAFTA after a 90-day notification of Congress, but not withdrawal of the trade agreement. NAFTA has effectively quadrupled U.S. ag exports to Canada and Mexico. For instance, U.S. corn growers last year exported $2.5 billion of corn to Mexico, the top foreign market for U.S. corn. Canada is also a top market.
For more ag news, go to aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.